here at the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine with ESPN's Chris Mortensen and Mort. The Scouting Combine gets bigger and better. You keep getting bigger and better with the Insider Show.
Bigger this way, I think. I'm not sure that means better.
How much fun are you having? Do you get a day off?
Yeah, you know, we get days off. I think at some point, I don't like doing free agency, so when it comes around free agency time, I'll let my partner Adam Schefter and John Clayton do a lot of that stuff, and I'll continue to prepare for the draft and spend some time with the family and hopefully drop about 10 pounds.
Now, give us your takeaways thus far here at the Combine.
We've been talking mostly on TV about the Miami Dolphins and Ted Wells situation, Ray Rice, his situation, Jim Harbaugh, his situation. So I guess I'm being sarcastic saying we're not talking enough about the combine. But today, Sunday, we're getting there where we're really starting to focus in, because you're starting to get some feedback about, you know, how certain guys that we're going to be talking about a lot, a guy like Johnny Manziel, how they're interviewing. For instance, we're hearing from teams I trust are saying, hey, Johnny's going in there focused, really smart, looking people in the eye, not false humility and not the chip on the shoulder. So I think they've seen some maturity. You could say, is it an act or is it a real sign? Well, I think he understands that this is a job interview process. And then, just the wide receiver class is spectacular. I mean, at least that's what everybody who he evaluates. You know, it's like, okay, I watch these guys on Saturday like you do. No, but these guys, the really good evaluators, are validating this and saying this is a special wide receivers class.
In the big picture, where do GMs and coaches rank this combine in the grand scheme of things?
Well, it's not the combine, it's the draft class. I mean, you know, it's like, it's really about, because their tape is still their most important resume. And then, you know, this is one piece of the puzzle, and then there is another piece of the puzzle with their pro days and then more extensive interviews. And there's psychological testing going on here, the medicals, that's really important to make sure there's no medical red flags, or if you have had some medical red flags in the past in college, you get those clarified one way or the other. But in terms of the draft, I mean, you heard a guy like Kevin Colbert, a longtime Steelers general manager, said it's the best draft class he's seen in 30 years. And it's largely in part because of the underclassmen. Mm-hmm. 98, 85 of them invited here at the Combine. But with that, he notes, comes immaturity. So you have to do more work on these guys' background. So maybe that extra time that I'm complaining about having a draft in May is good for teams as they gather more information, especially on these underclassmen.
You set me up for our next question. Andy Reid, John Dorsey, what you know about them and how they'll prepare to build through the draft?
Well, I mean, it's like when I think of top combinations in this league, they're right up there. I mean, I always have had great respect for John Dorsey. Everybody has as an evaluator. I mean, that's the most important thing that guy, you know, that position is about evaluating talent. And then the chemistry between the two is terrific. And Andy is a heck of an evaluator, too. And so, you know, they're building something. And listen, people say, yes, there's talent in place, but they still have to build more. And that's why it's interesting just about this wide receivers class, because clearly I think the Chiefs could use one, you know, no matter what anybody says. You know, we've got to see what happens with Brandon Albert in free agency, because, you know, you can always – Andy Reid, you can never have enough guys in the trenches, you know, Andy. But there are other holes they got to fill, certainly. And but the confidence level and – Dorsey and Andy Reid getting it right is pretty high.